Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric. It's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Darren Vinny's Secret Show. Oh, the secret. That's a dirty little show. What's going on with that?
Let's talk about the time you barfed on a guy.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I didn't barf on anybody.
What happened?
Nothing. I gag all the fucking time.
Oh, so you've just been given head and then been all...
Like every single time I give head, I...
Oh, really?
Yeah, abso-fucking-lutely. Listen, man, you got to get after that shit. So I try to like hold my breath and relax my throat, and you know, I know how John likes it. Yes, I gag several times, and sometimes I gag so hard my mouth fills with spit and I have to spit and then I can get back at it.
Wow, you are good.
Dedication.
That's
there.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't get that gag very often from my person.
Well, that's too bad.
I've had somebody throw up though.
Oh my God, tell us everything.
We were camping and it was...
Who's we?
It was a bunch
Derek's
of...
Derek's mom?
No. This was like in between. This was like probably 15 years ago.
Pre-Anita.
Yeah, well,
but there
in between
was Anita,
Anita
and then the
yeah.
Anita wasn't That's there, right. and then Anita was yeah. back. So.
So it was like in between that too.
Okay.
And we were camping as a bunch of my friends and a bunch of girls that were all like just, you know, just really...
Down to fuck or...
No. I think like pretty sure it was just me and her were the only ones hooking up, but we're all like friends. And, you know, some of us did hook up casually with each other, but...
Friends with benefits.
Yeah, and then we were really wasted, most of us were at least, and I think she was already kind of really buzzed, so she just, it was a normal BJ. And
Were you laying on your back?
No. We, like, escaped from the camping site.
Okay.
Like, just a little further away.
To what, a car?
To, like, a bush, like, the middle
so
of the...
So she's on her knees in front of you?
I think so, or maybe squatting. Possibly squatting.
You're squatting?
Her squatting.
Okay, so she's squatting
no, she might be
in
squatting.
Front of you.
I'm pretty sure she wasn't
your
on her knees.
Your pants are around your ankles.
I don't remember that
Well,
detail.
You'd remember if they had barf in them.
No, but I remember she didn't barf on me. She barfed next to her. She went, ugh!
Oh, like what? How there. Considerate.
Very considerate.
And then
finish.
Yeah.
That's a good yes. girl.
She was gone. And
wow.
I didn't mind. She's like, you
well,
still...
now you have barf on your dick.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you know, I'm trying to release the poison.
At least she
that
finished,
didn't like the.
Right.
Did you move away from the pile of vomit? Because that'll do it. That'll.
You know, I think we're both kind of
you were
intoxicated
fucked up.
Enough to be like, oh, whatever.
Whatever, this was already a shit show and a total mess.
Close enough to the finish that you moving might be the thing that set you back too far.
Yeah.
I would say just stay
like
right there.
Did Scott Caparo say that he barfed on he was trying to go down on a lady and he
His
barfed
His story,
on...
which is from many, like from the first times we had him on the show. Back
I think
at
he
a
said he was in high school.
Yeah, he said he tried to give a girl oral sex and barfed on her. I don't know if that's true. I don't know how that's even possible. It's delicious. Mm. Pussy is among my favorite foods.
You've made that abundantly clear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Am I alone?
Oh, no, I'm with you.
Amen.
Right? But I was thinking myself.
100%.
Like,
100%.
Yeah, if somebody tried to
don't
shove a dick
your
in my
eyes
face,
at that.
I might barf. So that's
if somebody
awesome.
Stuck a dick in your face?
Yeah,
what is happening? Scott stuck a dick in
I
your
said,
face and you barfed
I
on
said
him?
I was trying to imagine that if somebody... Because I was trying to... envision like how.
We should shut the door.
Hmm. Yeah.
Some engineers just came walking through and we're talking dirty. Everybody close the doors.
Yeah.
Can they hear us through your thing?
They probably can.
You should shut. Oh, it's shut. Okay,
you know
it's
who that is?
Shut.
That's our new regional promotions person.
Very oh, is cool. it? Mm-hmm. Well, I guess they can hear it then.
Yeah.
Should we get him on and interview him?
You want
no.
to?
No.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes.
You can if you want.
Regional promotions. They're fun. Promotions are fun. They're always fun people.
Okay. You interview him.
Go get him.
No, I want no part of this. I will sit there and hold your
hand. They walked out. I just saw them leave.
Okay.
They walked in. We slammed all the doors in their faces. And they turned around and walked back out. We are assholes. But we're trying not to be. That's what.
Right.
See, that's the important part.
You call them in. I'll call them in right now. You want to?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you turn the corner or you go to the elevator?
Oh, they're gone. They walked out. I can't see past the exit door.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay. Oh, boy. All right.
Well, we'll have to see. I want to apologize. I'll just apologize for sorry.
Do whatever you want. I just don't want no trouble. Like,
no, I agree.
There's a new sheriff in town, and that sheriff's very busy. You know what I mean?
What sheriff are you talking about?
I'm talking about Stacy. She's got her own thing. I don't want no trouble.
I don't even think of her as being new anymore.
Well, you know what I mean,
though. Crushed down under her reign.
We used to bring people in all the time, but now it's like, God, I don't want any trouble. Oh, geez.
We're cutting the secret show right now.
We're cutting the secret show.
I just had a couple questions for you.
You're our new, our new regional guy?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have to share. Here, come over here.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Welcome to, I would like you to know that you are on the secret show. This is completely uncensored. So
yes,
if
I've listened, I know.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so what is your name?
Ruben.
Hi, Ruben.
Hi, Ruben.
Nice to meet you. We're Sarah and Vinny. That's Bryn, and that's Alex. Yeah. We wanted to apologize.
Uh-oh.
When you walked in, we all slammed the doors.
Oh
no, who's that? We're doing the secret
He's
show.
A collar.
Close the door.
Well, no, exactly. We just don't want to. We don't want to get anybody uncomfortable. We sure don't want the boss calling us later today and going, "What are you doing to the employees?"
What we were just talking about was absolutely filthy, and then I go, "Uh-oh, strangers." So we closed. So I just didn't want you to think that
Sarah
you
was telling
in.
Us.
No,
that
I wasn't.
She barfs
no,
when she gives
Vinny
a blowjob,
talking about his favorite food,
and we were like,
which is
what
pussy?
Yep.
I didn't say it's my favorite food.
You,
but it's he, on
you were
the...
being absolutely gross about it.
Oh no, I was not.
So Ruben, you've heard the secret show then?
Yes, yes.
And your what are your thoughts on that? It's something that probably should be canceled, right? Is that
not my decision? But I wouldn't cancel it. No.
So you're new, and what is your position?
I am the regional promotions director for.
So you must be fun.
For regional is in San Francisco
and Sacramento, yes.
Oh, what do you do then?
Same thing.
Oh, there's two of you.
There's two of us.
I was trying in my head. I'm going.
I met
wait
you,
a minute.
Right?
Yes,
yeah, I know you.
I did. I organized.
It's hard to tell because they have the masks
well,
on.
I understand.
I organized and helped ran your show in
Sonoma.
Napa. Absolutely.
Napa. Sorry, Sonoma, Napa, whatever.
Yeah, same thing.
But as you were saying, he's the new regional guy. I'm like, you're already gone.
I'm still here. He's Andrea.
Oh, he's our new Andrea. How exciting!
Yeah.
Andrea was fun. You have to be funner than Andrea.
Oh, man.
That's the bars.
I'm going to have to check her credentials and see how far I can go.
Yeah. You can go all the way.
Well, she used to wear like 6 foot long eyelashes.
Yes, so start with that.
Wind flew when she blinked. Yep. So you got to
make an appointment. I will make an appointment.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. So,
yeah.
What's coming up promotionally for the region?
I will turn that over to Brandon because this is my first day.
Do you live in San Francisco or Sacramento?
I live, San Francisco, Daly City.
Great. Are you from the area?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, that works. Thank you. That's wonderful. It's not great when someone from Oklahoma comes in and is like, I got this promotion today. I'm making this happen.
No, I'm very much in Northern California.
Okay. All right. Brandon, what's coming up promotionally?
I mean, how are we going to top the Disney Wish? I mean,
I don't know. How are we going to top the Disney
Wish? Yeah, that's a
question.
I mean,
how great did that contest go? Wasn't that excellent?
That was amazing. I was on vacation, so I was in San Diego last week for Comic-Con.
You got to go to Comic-Con?
I was at Comic-Con, yes. Oh. And I ended up on my friend's boat in the harbor drinking whiskey. It was awesome.
What were they having a panel on the boat?
My friend
come
has
on.
His own boat, him and his wife, and they invited me
they
on.
Live
we
on
kicked
the boat?
It for like the afternoon, evening, and drank a bunch of whiskey.
Oh,
Nice.
It was
so
really
you
nice.
Didn't go to Comic-Con.
I did
you
go to Comic-Con.
Though.
No, I saw. I saw Mike Judge.
Okay.
I saw Gabriel Iglesias, Fluffy. I saw a bunch of people at Comic-Con. Oh. Yeah, it was great.
So what's coming up for promotions? Yeah.
Oh, that was the original question. That was the original question.
There's nothing coming up.
I'm working
there's
on,
nothing. There's nothing on the horizon. I actually I'm, happen to know no. that there's one big thing coming up.
I'm working
I don't
on Mexico for the fall.
And whoa, who gets
yeah,
to go?
We're all going,
going
to Mexico.
To Mexico. All right. We can't wait.
I'm working on it.
For us, right?
For you guys.
Yeah.
Just you guys. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Hey, what's up with Winterland?
Oh, we can't talk.
We
That's
can't
what
talk about that.
About.
You don't want to tell
we
us.
We don't talk about
the podcast.
I cannot say
now.
Anything.
No one listens to this.
Then
don't
I will
worry
be
about
gone
it.
From the company if I.
Oh,
spoil.
Well, I don't want to get you.
We
got to
wait
but,
yeah. for that.
Do you live in Sacramento?
I live near Daly City. I'm in San Bruno actually.
Oh, oh.
So yeah, close to Brent.
But you have
as well.
To. So really, this is you love the San Francisco
absolutely.
Market, but then Sacramento. You're
I
like,
hope.
All right, we'll throw a party for them too.
Yeah, we do Sacramento stuff, but this is the number one market.
It is.
Absolutely. Okay. So yeah, Mexico, one. I mean, is in the works.
Nice.
What part of Mexico?
On. It'd be near Cabo.
Okay.
Nice.
Its own private resort.
Oh.
Are we all going?
Oh yeah.
I'm working on it.
Oh, we want to go so bad.
If you guys want to go.
Yes, we want to go.
Yeah, we want to go.
Okay. I'll
want
I'll,
to go. We want to go.
I've already
go.
Talked to their people.
Get your see-through swimsuit ready.
We'll give away a trip and I'll see about broadcasting.
All right.
Oh, that'd be so fun. Oh my God, we could do secret shows from there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Well nice to meet you, Ruben, and welcome aboard. Happy first day on the job.
Thank you.
Wow, yeah. Promotions.
All right, now we know.
I'm so excited for Mexico.
Bye, guys. Oh my God, I can't believe it.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota. Let's go places.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
They're not letting us go.
They'll let us go.
No, they're not going to let us
go. You think that was BS?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because they could just tell. He's like, oh. Yeah, I'm working on that. You guys want to go?
That's too
bullshit.
Bad. Okay.
Nice guys, though, you know.
Sure.
I like that. I was like, I know the one thing that's coming up that we're not allowed to talk about. That
what is it?
It's the one thing we brought up and we didn't talk about.
Well, I just asked about it.
Oh, Winterland.
I didn't say anything about it.
Oh. But do you know anything more about it?
I know it's happening. I don't know where.
But you don't know.
But I don't know. They won't tell me.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah over here.
All right.
Yeah. Totally.
So where were we?
Nowhere. I think we had finished the...
Oh, okay. We finished
the oral sex story.
Right.
Yeah,
Let me look at a few of these.
Sounds good.
Oh, someone wants them. They're going to Eugene. Don't say my name. Second time I've reached out to you asking for help. Your advice was greatly appreciated. This person and their husband... Oh, it's a woman and her husband, a 19-year-old daughter, a 14-year-old son. They're taking a road trip to Oregon in about 3 weeks and would love to hear Vinny's suggestions of where to go or what to do. This will be the first time that we visit. So far, all we know is we want to visit Eugene in Portland, but we're open to trying any suggestions Vinny or your listeners would like to offer us.
So look, I haven't been back to Eugene in 15 years, so I don't know how it's grown or how it's... I know that Hayward Field, which is on campus, Oregon Ducks campus, mm-hmm. that track field, Nike has poured endless amounts of money into it to make it the place where the Olympic trials happen and world championships happen.
So if you like stadiums, they got a good one.
Well, they got a really good track stadium, and they've got a lot of track events happening there. So if you can go, that is absolutely something. If there's something going on there, it would be worth watching. As far as like the campus goes, there's tons of stuff happening, and but those kids are kind of like
pretty campus.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They don't want anything to do with the town folk though. And the town folk are sort of separated, working stiffs. They're sort
but
of
But the
dizzy.
Town folk support the,
absolutely.
I mean, the Go Ducks.
But if you're a runner or if you're into track, Eugene is world famous. Mm-hmm. If you're not, there doesn't offer a lot. Portland, on the other hand, does. There's tons of stuff to do in Portland.
Yeah. I've only driven the coast of Oregon once, but we found 30 fucking things to do along the way. Like, there's those dunes
mm-hmm.
where there's guys who will take you out in these dune buggies, and there's miles of them. I think, didn't they shoot I don't know, one of those old-timey Richard Burton style movies where it's because there's just dune after dune after dune. It's like miles to the ocean,
yeah.
And they will dune buggy you, shoot up in the air, you land, you go down the
you did that?
Yeah, with Jim and Joy.
Oh!
I know. Yeah, like when we first got to town here. And that was, I still think about that. It scared the shit out of me. It was so fun. And then, of course, there's the giant redwoods. Like, you're going up the coast. You hit all that stuff.
Right. Well, but you got that here. I don't know. Anyway, you'll have a great time.
Yeah.
Oregon is
beautiful.
It's wonderful. The people are cool. I loved my time there. But
nothing specific.
But Eugene is not. It's a small town. It's
right.
A small little town.
Is
so
it charming and
yeah.
has a quaint little downtown
yep.
or anything?
There's little downtown. Mm-hmm. It's little, you know, there were a few, I think it was called Ring of Fire. There was a restaurant there that I used to, you know, take a date to occasionally.
Ring of Fire.
The Ben and Jerry's ice cream place.
Wow. They have a Ben and Jerry's there? That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm just trying to say.
Ring of Fire and Ben and Jerry's?
It's a little town, man. Yeah. It's
that
a little
fun.
Town. So,
probably a lot of parks and forests.
You know, for it's a mecca for runners yeah. and track people.
Why? Because of that
because
track
of Hayward Field. Well, no, because look, Nike started in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Nike is in Oregon. Nike, Phil Knight, was an Oregon Duck. And pours
loves it.
Endless amounts of money into the Ducks. So they have a great basketball facility, a great football facility. And they've got Hayward Field, which is the premier track and field location in the country. So if something's happening there, or if you want to go run around in circles,
yeah.
you know, fields, track fields.
But enjoy your drive through Oregon. It's
You'll like
be,
it.
It'll be beautiful.
I hope.
Oh,
I,
there's Crater Lake too, right? Isn't that in Oregon?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
John went to Crater Lake when he was on a road trip with my dad. He loved Oregon. He's always talking about going back up to Oregon.
I love it there too.
Yeah. Do you think you'd ever consider retiring there? You know, a lot of people talk about that.
I absolutely would consider it.
Is it a tax? Is it a good tax state?
I don't
for that?
Think it's considered one of the great locations to retire. It's probably cheaper than here, but here
it would almost have to be.
Well, is there any place cheaper than here?
All the places,
oh, I mean, any place more expensive than here? I mean,
I don't know, Hawaii.
Yeah, or New York.
Right.
But yeah, I think that's. You know, I want to stay here. I'm a native Californian, but I'm a little more realistic than other people who will just go down with their ship. You know?
Right.
Well, I'm not moving.
Why would I move?
What, you really want to be in a street corner?
Is that my only other option?
Well,
I can't
just
move out to Folsom?
Well, I'm just saying, like, that's, you know, moving sometimes is the best option.
You are correct. It definitely is at times. Oh, these are all so long. I'm looking at this
well,
one.
I think we're close to time already.
I have
right?
a good friend who
this
was
is
like,
just a story we'll tell. Go ahead.
My dad moved to California from Pennsylvania before I was born, and it was because he wanted us to have a California life. He wanted us to be Californians. And this friend of mine who has gone on to, he's got, I don't know, 5 kids and a wife.
Was
they've been
in
together.
Utah.
No, but they live here, but he's a guy who for a while didn't have work. And ended up having to move in with his mom.
Uh-oh.
And his wife and mom and kids all moved in with the mom. And that's an option, I guess, for some, but But as I talked to him and I was like, you know, there's other places. He goes, nah, my dad wanted me to be a Californian. I'm never leaving. And I went, okay.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota. Let's go places.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And that's right. That's exactly. Okay.
So you live with your mom.
Enjoy that. Enjoy living with mom.
And I get that mom probably went, yeah, honey, I'll take care of you guys. But mom probably also would like you to leave at some point. But okay.
Or maybe she doesn't. Maybe she loves those 5 kids and they're not ruining her flower garden. That's all I can think about is children and my, oh my God. Whenever we have kids over, there's always, because I have all these gravel paths in my backyard and I bought a big sack of marbles. And so it's this little pea gravel. So I take the marbles and I just toss them out there so that the path kind of sparkles and there's little glass marbles through the whole thing. It's pretty. So these friends of mine, they brought their granddaughter over. She's 3, and she spent the entire day collecting those marbles.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, it was actually kind of a
fun. You let her take them home?
No. I was like, okay. Thank you. She had this huge pile. And then I was like, okay, let's throw them back out into the gravel. And she's all, no. Yeah, no, she was fine. She lived. She was disappointed. I probably gave her a marble.
Oh, jeez.
But I was kind of like, don't eat any of those 3-year-old.
Oh, yeah. That's not kid friendly.
That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sure that mom loves having her 5 grandchildren.
No,
maybe
they do. I don't know. But I mean, look, my sensibilities are different. I would feel like I can't do that to my mom.
Right.
I'm not doing that to my mom. Right. And I would look nationally for radio jobs. Like, since I'm a radio guy, I would look nationally.
Right.
Where can I go that I can do a job and make enough money to.
The multi-generational thing, though, it's a reality for a lot of people.
I understand. Like, absolutely. You know, and my sensibilities
it's a big Asian
are different.
Thing, right?
Oh, I mean, it's certainly an Asian
which
thing.
Which explains why your dad felt comfortable sleeping in the same room with you guys on the.
Yeah,
on the ship.
I mean, my dad has bought properties just in case we all like need to move into one spot and consolidate and. Yeah.
So he buys a house and he's like.
He's bought like a
10-unit
apartment.
These tenants out and we'll all live together in this if we have to. Yeah.
And that's kind of like.
That's
in Vietnam, a lot of my family still do that. They just because it's all about taking care of your parents. That's why it's a really tough culture to be in. It's like it's fucking always like it's very a lot of parental pressure,
obligation.
Yeah, kind of. You know,
we raised you.
We're
now
Americans,
you raise us.
So it's right. It's a little bit.
You're Americanizing. You know, you like having your own unit.
Space, but
if anything happened to your mom or dad, like the other one would move in with you.
Yeah, for
you,
sure.
You could say, Dong has a bigger house.
Oh, yeah, Dong has a bigger house. But, you know, I'm the better son, so.
Obviously.
So you want them to move in.
So, yeah, it sounds like a competition.
No,
like, who
it,
they
yeah,
pick matters.
It, no, it's more about who's going to take the best care of them. And who's
well,
the
it's
most,
one of the girls,
who's,
obviously.
Who's the most selfless?
Is it Lisa?
Lisa's pretty good about
it. Is it Joyce?
Joyce has her own struggles. She's very
I vote
busy.
Dong. I say Dong.
Yeah. Dong's great. Yeah. Dong has,
he has I'm not all saying the money. You wouldn't take good care. I'm just saying
I'm busy a family kid. Things. Yeah. I just recently, because of this job, finally stopped doing all the stuff. Like all the plumbing, all the everything.
I know.
Every
hallway joke about your
light
your
real fucking
job.
Gone down, fucking figuring out which this unit has a back-to-back toilet with the other unit. I gotta go shut out the whole fucking building to get the water plumbing. It's like ridiculous. Nobody else in the family does it except for me and my dad. Shoot me. I didn't mean that.
You don't have to be shot. Now you've said I'm not doing
I
it
I just
anymore.
Finally stopped. But it's tough. Because,
but yeah, so what? How did that go over? And how did you like say, come over for dinner? I got something to tell
no,
you.
No, I just started doing it less. And then my dad got a little bit more grumpy about it. But, you know, he has somebody helping him right now, which is my sister's.
The sister's boyfriend. The one who drives around in dad's truck all the time.
Yeah.
Whoa, you know part of a story we
He's
don't.
He's my savior. That guy. I love that guy. So I trained him for years before he took over my position.
To be your dad's son?
To be
yep.
My, yeah.
To be a good son to your dad.
To be the maintenance guy.
Oh, yeah. That's so funny. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's been talking about this guy. I guess that he comes over, he'll like deliver stuff to you, and he's in like your dad's car, and you're all,
yeah.
Don't you have a car?
No, he has a car. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Well, maybe you just don't
are
want
you making
me to
up
say.
Stories? No. Go ahead
no,
and say
no, I'm
it.
Not making anything up.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I don't know what either.
Yeah, I don't know what's going
about.
On here.
Yeah. Well, let's either drop way. It then because I'm
afraid
I'll say
the wrong
thing. But
good for you that you're, you know, look, I love my parents and, you know, my dad has passed, but, and we even said to my mom, you can live near us. We'll, you know, if you mm-hmm. want to buy here, we'd love to have you around.
Keyword near.
You're not with us. No, mm-hmm. But she wouldn't want that either. That's she's a lady who wants her space too.
Yeah. Well, what if she, what about when she's really old and she's.
Well, we'll figure that out when that comes. But right. Back to my original story, which was just my own sensibilities were moving back in with your mom should be the absolute last resort. Not, okay, this is what we'll do in order to stay in California. Right. So I don't have to go back to work. Like it just tough.
Well, the thing sometimes though, okay, you're out of work and you're under it in California. It's not like other states are calling. Like, hey, come to Mississippi.
No, you'd have to seek out
right.
places and decide what the job market's like. But that's one of the things.
And moving
that,
is really expensive.
Look, I value teachers. I love teachers.
Oh,
I wanted
teacher?
To be. No. I'm just going to say the point is when you become a teacher and then you go, hey, this job doesn't pay. It seems like you should have looked into that. Before you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm always surprised when people seem to act as if they can't believe the situation they find themselves in.
How did I get here?
Well, you know, did you ask a teacher what they're paid?
It's really easy to find out what teachers make.
And I'd be one of the people who would vote you should be paid more.
Oh, well, my God. Absolutely.
I'm with that,
you
but...
take care of our kids all day.
You know,
I have to deal with them, little brats.
Whoa.
I've seen some of those kids. My kids were never brats, of course.
Right.
But other people's kids.
Anyway, I don't know why we got caught on that, but good for
either.
You, Bryn. You got someone to take over your son duties.
Yeah. Well, with the surprise visit from the promotions team, we are completely out of time here. So we'll go, but I've got a funny story. You know what? Let's try to get right to it tomorrow because I have a really long wedding one that I want to get to. But thank you for sending in letters to The Secret Show. I need them. I always want new ones and mm-hmm. I always need them. So Bryn, Bryn, at RadioAlice.com. And thank you for listening to The Secret Show. Have a great day and we'll see you tomorrow.
The end.